There's some really heavy-duty stuff going on in our readings today. There are characters to understand, and there's a message of truth to draw out. But as always, it's necessary that we know the context if we're going to grasp what's going on. So to begin, as we hear that short episode in our first reading, we can easily hear it as an exchange between God and his faithful follower, who in humility would never test God by asking for a sign. But in fact, Ahaz, the ruler of Judah, is a less than faithful man who has found his nation surrounded by enemies ready to attack. So he seeks to secure an alliance with the strongest of these enemies in the hope of avoiding destruction. The problem with this political alliance is that Judah, the people of God, will then become subjects of an earthly king rather than subjects of God. The prophet Isaiah tells Ahaz that God is telling him to stand strong and do not be afraid, because God has ordained that Judah's enemies will not succeed. Then God tells Ahaz to ask for a sign of any magnitude, as proof of God's promise. Sadly, Ahaz chooses to trust his own solution rather than God. And when he says, "I will not ask, I will not tempt the Lord," it is an effort to deceive God. He is so full of himself that he overlooks the reality that God knows the hearts of men. Far from consoling Ahaz, God chastises him. "You weary your people. Must you weary God also? Not only would I have delivered you and your people from an impossible situation, but I tell you now, I, the Lord God, will deliver the entire world through time from the oppression of sin and death. I will give you the sign that you would not ask for." So when the gospel opens up with, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about," it has great meaning, because it comes about in the manner that God foretells and makes happen, which has been the way of it since Adam and will be until the coming of Christ. It is God who saves us. God is trustworthy. God keeps his word always, and his will be accomplished. This gospel is about God keeping his word and fulfilling the promised sign given to Ahaz. And so the virgin has conceived, and she carries the Son of God. And in a few months, God will live with the people that he loves so dearly. The main character in this interaction between God and man is Joseph. He is not a king or a ruler. He's a simple carpenter, a construction worker making his living with the labor of his hands, mostly in stone. Unlike the scoundrel Ahaz, Joseph is a righteous man. And what makes the difference between scoundrels and righteous people? Pretty much the choices we make and why we make them. Joseph is a man of compassion. Rather than assuring Mary's condemnation and possible stoning for what at first appears to be immorality, he wants to keep it all quiet so that this young girl will have a better chance at life. There's a lot that can be brought to light about this situation between Joseph and Mary, but we have to keep in mind that before their betrothal, Joseph knew Mary to be an avowed virgin, and her intent to be a virgin through her life. This was the relationship that was intended between them, which seemed to suddenly fall off the rails. When the angel of God comes to Joseph with this incredible revelation, Joseph trusts God completely. No hesitation, no question. Such is the character of the great but humble man who would espouse Mary and become the earthly father of Jesus. You know, so often we tend to hold ourselves so distant to the characters we hear about in the scriptures. We tend to look at them and think, wow, God comes to these people and asks such great things of them. No wonder so many of them failed. It's just too much. We know that we couldn't do those things either. We appreciate Joseph and Mary and Moses and Daniel, Peter. But of course, they must have a lot more going for them than we do, because we think we couldn't even begin to do these things. To this kind of thinking, I would suggest that we look closely at just what it is that God is asking of any of these people. First and foremost, God is asking them to trust Him. Trust God. And so all of those heroic characters that overcame the odds and did great things, it was actually their trust in God that came first. And then it was God who worked the impossible. Even those who suffered greatly, their trust came first. And then God provided what was needed for them to endure. So as another Advent draws to a close, and we approach the celebration of the fulfillment of God's great promise for mankind, who do we resemble more, Joseph or Ahaz? What do the actions of our lives show about our trust in God? Because our actions do show the depth of our trust. You know, for 16 years now, I've had the honor to stand at this podium and preach, offer homilies. And in all that time, I've always tried in every homily to deliver a message. And that message is, God loves us. God loves us. How can I say it any more clearly? Trust that love. It doesn't mean that our lives will be easy. It means that our lives will have meaning.